Welcome back. I'm Tom Hall. It's midday. It's time for our weekly theater review with J. Wynn Russick. Judy, how you doing?
Fine, thank you, Tom.
Good. So we're going to talk about On Your Feet. That's a musical. It's at the Hippodrome Theater. It's a musical about Gloria Estefan. There have been lots of biographical musicals lately about singers and singing groups. I remember the Carole King one that I saw a year or so ago. And even there's one here at Center Stage that's just about to close about a record company. So what distinguishes this one, On Your Feet?
Well, besides having different stories, obviously each of these biographical musicals also has different underlying themes. And I should say that even though Gloria Estefan is the focus of On Your Feet, the show is also built about being about her husband, Emilio. And one of this show's distinguishing features is that it's about Cuban-born Americans becoming international superstars. And in the current political climate, the theme of immigrants not only being accepted in this country, but being embraced is very timely. We also see the Estefans facing pressure when they try to cross over from the Latin market to the broader so-called American market. At one point, Emilio tells a record executive, "This is what America looks like." And that gets a big hand, and they're even selling T-shirts in the lobby that say that. The production is also distinguished by the fact that half of the 10 band members are from the Estefans' Miami Sound Machine, and they sound just great. In terms of the story, which is by Alexander Dinlaris, it has some problems. I mean, there is drama in Gloria Estefan's life, no doubt. There's the early death of her father. She's estranged from her mother for a long time. And especially there's the 1990 bus accident that almost left her paralyzed. But a lot of the other characters, including Emilio, are underdeveloped. And at times, the script becomes overly sentimental, even, shall I say, corny.
Well, you mentioned that Gloria Estefan did become a very successful crossover artist. So she was Latin. She made a Latin sensation, but she made it big in the States. So is On Your Feet a crossover musical? I mean, is there such a thing? Does this have a wide appeal?
Well, you could call it a crossover musical. It ran on Broadway for almost 800 performances. And it's just another indication of Gloria Estefan's widespread appeal. The music and Sergio Trujillo's choreography have Latin rhythms that are almost infectious and not so common on Broadway. But the way the story is told is very conventional. It's almost cliched. The singer and the sound that defy the odds and succeed despite that. I can demonstrate the broad reach of that success, however. Even if you think you don't know their music, I'll bet you do. Just listen to the song that the title is taken from. This is Christy Prades as Gloria and the touring company singing Get On Your Feet.
Get on!
Yeah, I was at that wedding. I remember. It's Christy Prades and the touring cast of On Your Feet. So, Judy, how's the show staged? Is it just a lot of concert performances?
Well, it
another
starts,
jukebox musical.
It
as
is
they say?
Definitely a jukebox musical, and it starts with a concert and it ends with a concert, and there are concerts and club dates in between. But there are also scenes in Cuba, and there's that frightening bus accident. They use projections a little too often to tell us where we are. But there are two scenes that stand out for me as really good examples of the integration of music and choreography and direction. The directions by Jerry Mitchell. There's a dream ballet during the surgery that Gloria undergoes after the accident, and it's set to Don't Want to Lose You. And we see adult Gloria with herself as a child, then we see her deceased father, her deceased grandmother, then Emilio and their son. Everyone is dressed in white. This is a song about loss and survival. The lyric includes, we're going to get through somehow. It's a very moving number. And then, in contrast, the most exuberant number, Conga, This is their big crossover number. And to get it out there, we see Emilio and Gloria accepting gigs at a bar mitzvah, at an Italian wedding. See, that might be the wedding that you went to, at a Shriners convention. And by the end, the dancers include the bar mitzvah boy and his mother, the Italian bride and her bridesmaids, the Shriners, and then audience members as the cast comes down the aisle. It is a perfect demonstration of this song's multicultural appeal. Let's listen to a bit of this. Again, Christine Prades and the cast.
Shake a body, baby, do la conga. Absolutely. Christy Prades. She's leading the touring company of On Your Feet. Of course, Judy, one of the big challenges of doing these biographical musicals is that you compare the actor to the actual human being. So what can you say about Christy Prades, and what do you say about the rest of the folks in this show?
Well, as Stefan Enterprises is one of the producers, so I suspect they had a very strong hand. We've been listening to Christy Prades. I think you can hear.
She sings beautifully.
Yes, she's got this very powerful, clear voice. She doesn't imitate Gloria Estefan, but she somehow embodies her. And she has really good chemistry with Mauricio Martinez, who plays Emilio. His singing is stronger than his acting, but that may be because he gets stuck with some of those corny scenes and lines that absolutely don't help. For example, when he pushes her to do a comeback performance, he tells her, "Up on that stage, you are never alone." Because of things like that.
If the night's going well, at least, you're never
that's
alone.
That's true, that's true.
If the band doesn't walk off because they haven't been paid.
Yes, yeah. If there's somebody there. And there's certainly lots of somebodies there at the Hippodrome. But there's also an overly sentimental penultimate scene with fans and fan letters. And the show doesn't touch as deep an emotional chord as it could. We do learn that Gloria is a strong, talented woman, but her husband just seems to push her and push her. Her father, her grandmother, her sister show up repeatedly.
Sounds like Ike and Tina Turner or something.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's quite that, but I think this is a happier situation. We barely get to know all these supporting characters. One exception is her mother, who's played by Doreen Montalvo, and that's the only supporting character who really seems to change and grow. I have to say, the ensemble does this powerhouse dancing and singing, and so do the children who are in the show. If you like this music, by all means, you should go see the show. You're going to see it performed full out with this great, energetic Latin choreography. But while Gloria Estefan and the Miami Sound Machine may have changed pop music in this country, the show itself doesn't do anything similar for musical theater.
Yep, there you go. But on the other hand, if you don't like this music, you should perhaps seek medical help. It's really, really good music. So On Your Feet, it's at the Hippodrome in Baltimore until Sunday night. We've got a link to the details and all that stuff, wypr.org/midday. So Judy, we got 30 seconds. The Tony Awards are coming up Sunday night. It'll be broadcast 8 o'clock on CBS. What do you think? Any predictions?
Well, I will predict that Best Musical will go to The Band's Visit, partly because it's kind of the only grown-up nominee. I saw this show in New York. It's a small musical about an Egyptian band that mistakenly winds up in an Israeli small town. I think Best Play Revival is going to go to the 25th anniversary of Angels in America. One of the hottest contests is for Best Musical Revival. It's between Carousel and My Fair Lady, and from what I've read, you can't go wrong with either one.
There you go. All right, well, we will see if those predictions prove true. And next week here on Midday, we're going to talk about a show called The Quickening at Fells Point Theater. Is that right?
That's right. It's a new ghost story, world premiere by Maryland playwright Mark Scharf at Fells Point Corner Theater.
All right. That's what we will chat amiably about next Thursday. Good to see you. Thanks so much.
Good to be here, Tom.
Lunch for Midday on Thursdays is provided by our good friends at Eddie's of Roland Park. Eddie's is a full service market. They've got locations on North Charles Street and on Roland Avenue in Roland Park. Their deli features sandwiches and salads with specials each and every day listed on their website, eddiesofrolandpark.com. That'll do it for us today. Tomorrow, we continue our occasional series about women in politics. My guest is Jennifer Palmieri. She served as the communications director for Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential bid. She worked in the Obama White House. She's written a book that's an open letter to the woman who will eventually do what Secretary Clinton was unable to do, that is break the glass ceiling of the U.S. presidency. It's called Dear Madam President. I'm also going to talk to Norma Pera. She's retiring after a long career with the dance department. department at the Baltimore School for the Arts. That's coming up tomorrow. Hope you can join us then. On behalf of the entire Midday team, thanks for joining us today. News is next. That's followed by Here and Now. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
This is your NPR News Station, 88.1 WYPR.